Okay, point number five, ability to manage stress and stressful situations. Highly effective people, not necessarily the most intellectual or have the highest academic qualifications. However, they have an ability to manage stress. So what is stress? It's what you experience when you perceive you cannot cope effectively with a threatening situation. And the key word there is perception. You know, don't you, that you can put two individuals in the same role, in the same environment. One individual will cope brilliantly well. The other one will find it very difficult to cope. So perceptions are everything. And this is, again, when we go back to how the brain works and what your belief is. If your belief is that you can do this and you can do it confidently, the brain will automatically take in information to support that belief. If you believe that you cannot cope and there are things out there that are going to put you at risk, then you will collect information to support that belief. Positive thinking and a positive outlook are the first, perhaps the most important strategy in managing stress. If you are suffering from stressful situations and suffering from stress, then there are some things that you can take positive action. And what this involves is taking action where you can feel in control of your results and feel in control of the environment around you. Number one is to take the time to relax, be calm, and peaceful. And in an office, this can pose its challenges. But how many people in finance actually sit and eat their lunch and their breakfast at their desk and don't have the confidence to move away from the desk and to seek a refreshment and just a place to re-energize yourself? And what I'd be suggesting to you is to find those places where you can feel re-energized so you can cope with the pressures and the risks that are given to you as finance professionals. And that's it for now. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast. It's been Amanda Morehouse from Clearly Training. And I hope you, as a result of this podcast, have been able to make some positive changes in your ability to manage time. Thank you.